1 year ago, 41-year-old Adam Vosding quit his corporate job, sold almost everything he owned in his one-bedroom apartment, and started traveling around the world with his dog Holland by his side.
And I adopted her from the Tampa Bay Humane Society 4 years ago. So she's been my sidekick. She's 6 years old now, but she's been my travel companion through this whole journey, and she's been an awesome sidekick.
He's been to Mexico, Canada, and 18 different states, and even flew in a hot air balloon. His travels all aimed at tasting the food and satiating his love of sports.
So I kind of planned my travel around the Tampa Bay Lightning schedule. And now it's one of my goals to take my dog to all the NHL arenas to see the Tampa Bay Lightning play. We've made it to 8 of them so far. We're going to continue this season.
Adam left Tampa, Florida in an Airstream travel trailer, which ended up not being his greatest idea.
Because I've realized that it was just easier for me to travel around just with my truck and get a cheap hotel room somewhere. Because I've been traveling with my dog, and it was my experience just staying with friends or getting a cheap hotel room or an Airbnb kind of suited the travel that I was doing a little bit better, because I was in some pretty big cities and it was hard to navigate through cities and make sure the trailer was in a safe spot. But my initial plan was to travel with the travel trailer, and I did that for about 6 months, and then it ended up just going into storage for quite a few months, and that's when I realized it was probably better off for me to sell it. It kind of caused me some heartburn a little bit, and I was realizing it was a pretty big investment getting the Airstream, and it was pretty bittersweet to sell it, but I knew that was the best decision. And I thought it would be cool to do the campgrounds and all that kind of stuff, but I was just finding that so many of them were pretty expensive or they were booked up, which is a good sign for the camping industry. It means that there's a lot of demand out there.
He traded the Airstream for a bright blue Tampa Bay Lightning colored Dodge Ram pickup truck. He started his travels in Austin, Texas, and from there began exploring the Southwest.
Between Austin and Albuquerque, we stopped in Roswell, New Mexico. Figured that was a town worthy of checking out, obviously, the alien culture there. But it's also a big green chili producing area of our country. And when we were driving through, they were having a green chili and cheese festival. So we stopped in Roswell for the festival. And it was actually pretty cool because I got talking to the organizers there and then was invited to be a judge for their annual green chili stew competition back in the fall. And that was one of the things. I know they produce Hatch green chilies in Hatch, New Mexico, but they also produce green chilies in other areas of New Mexico too that aren't necessarily Hatch. But I've always been intrigued by that kind of regional food where the geography allows certain items to be grown in certain areas of our country. I also learned that pistachios are a big thing in New Mexico. I went to a big pistachio farm and did a tour there, which was pretty cool.
Eventually, he made his way to California, where he says he fell in love with avocados at the Avocado Festival in Fallbrook and the garlic capital of the world, Gilroy, which was the scene of a recent mass shooting, though not while Adam was there. The London, Ontario native tells us about the weirdest thing he's eaten along the way.
So I'm in Colorado right now, and I went to a Toronto Blue Jays at Colorado Rockies game just a couple months ago, and I swore for the life of me that I would never eat a Rocky Mountain oyster. And they serve them at the stadium. And I happened to be taking a photograph of the menu board. And just as I was doing that, a couple came up and ordered some Rocky Mountain oysters. So I got to talking to them. And obviously they offered me one after they got them. And it was pretty hard for me to say no in that situation. So I ate a Rocky Mountain oyster and I never thought I was going to.
When asked whether he'd have another one, Adam said absolutely not. That was a one-time deal. Even the most adventurous of eaters have to put their foot down sometimes. When we spoke to Adam via Skype, he was working at a kitchen in the middle of the Rocky Mountains at a dude ranch in Colorado. He hopes to find small part-time jobs along the way to help fund his travels. He's in Colorado until early October, then heads to Toronto, Montreal, and down to New York City. Then Adam's heading to Sweden for a Tampa Bay Lightning game. No word on whether Holland will be at his side. Early 2020, Adam's travels take him back home to Florida, where he hopes to rediscover his home state. But for him, the trip is as much about sports as it is about food.
I said it's one of those few things that does bring everybody together. I really feel like everybody likes talking about food. Even going back to my corporate days, we would always be asking each other what we're going to be doing for lunch kind of thing. And we'd be wanting to try new places. But and it's just feel that it's, but it really reveals the culture of certain areas. When you're open to trying new foods, I think you're open to being a part of a new culture. Obviously, there's foods that you're used to growing up, and they're kind of more or less comfort food is what you're used to and what makes you feel good. But when you expose yourself to those other cultures and try comfort foods from other people, you definitely get an appreciation of new things. And obviously, there's new flavors out there that probably never had before until you start traveling and get to these places.
A secondary goal is to inspire others.
To get out of their comfort zone a little bit and to go travel and to go explore a new place. And when I say a new place, that could be going to a country on the other side of the world, or that could be going to a little town 45 minutes down the road that they've never been to before. I just feel that even where I grew up in Florida, there's a lot of smaller towns north of Tampa where you could easily go do a day trip up there and experience a part of Florida that you've never experienced before. So depending on what your ability to get out and travel is, I'd really like to inspire people to get out, travel, maybe avoid the chain restaurants and go visit a farm or go visit a farmer's market or a mom and pop restaurant and talk to the people that work there and kind of learn their story.
What he misses most about having a solid place to call home?
My kitchen stuff was probably the hardest stuff to get rid of because I love to cook. And maybe that's the thing I miss the most right now is having a kitchen to cook in.
His mom, he says, has been supportive, though he doesn't think she really understands the whole thing. His father died a year before he embarked on the journey.
Kind of one of the reasons too why I'm doing this is just in his honor and just kind of knowing life is short, kept putting it off and putting it off and putting it off. When we were kids, our dad used to just pack us up in the car and we'd go on little road trips all the time. Like, life's short to do anything like this. I could have come up with a really long list of reasons not to do this, but I don't think any of those reasons were good enough to stop me from doing it. So he has no idea. I hadn't even talked to him about this before he passed away, but I think he would give me a little pat on the back if he knew what I was doing.
Check out his adventures at travelingfooddude.com. This is Jet Set. I'm Amy Cherry, WDEL, Delaware's News Radio.